Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, I will be discussing the Breonna Taylor verdict and et cetera. For any comments or questions, call 516-531-9540 and press 1. What I would like to know is, where is it safe to be Black? No officer is charged for killing Breonna. The grand jury didn't charge one of the race soldiers with killing Breonna Taylor in her apartment in Louisville, Kentucky. The race soldier was indicted on 3 counts of wanton endangerment. 2 race soldiers who shot Breonna was not charged. Protesters rightly erupted in anger over the grand jury's decision. New details about the shooting was revealed. The race soldiers, with a no-knock warrant, broke down Breonna's door. Breonna's death is a rallying call for us all. The former race soldier, Louisville police detective, was indicted for endangering Breonna Taylor's neighbors by recklessly firing his gun during a raid on her apartment in March. The race soldier's name is Brett Hankinson on 3 counts of wanton endangerment, saying he had threatened 3 people's lives that traveled through Breonna's apartment and into theirs when he was shooting. A man, his pregnant wife, and their 5-year-old daughter were asleep in their apartment, and the door was shattered by bullets, but they were not hurt. Wanton endangerment. According to the Kentucky state statute, someone is guilty of wanton endangerment in the first degree when, under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life, he wantonly endangered in conduct which creates a substantial danger of death or serious injury to another person. And the sentence for wanton endangerment charge is a Class D felony and carries a penalty of 1 to 5 years in prison. Second-degree wanton endangerment is a Class A misdemeanor. A conviction means that you will also have a criminal record. Also, attorney Ben Crump, who also represents the Taylor, said he hoped to see, at minimum, second-degree manslaughter charges. Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, said he didn't know that the exchanging fire with the police, that it was actually police. He thought somebody was breaking in. The 3 officers sprayed more than a dozen bullets into Breonna's apartment. So one officer, the ex-cop, race soldier, is the only one that's indicted, and the other is said to be justified in their use of force in the Breonna case. So, 8051. Do you have a question or comment? Or can you call back in? So, are there any other questions or comments? Dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. So, what is the value of a Black life? Because these race soldiers out here are killing us at will, breaking into our homes. If you get stopped by the police officer for a broken taillight, or if they ask you for your ID, your registration for your car, and as soon as you reach for it, they shoot you saying you were threatening in some kind of way. So, what are your thoughts? Do you feel that the police officers were justified in their force when they broke into Brianna's apartment when she was sleeping? If you have a question or comment, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. Because I would like to know your thoughts. 1139, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I mean, I have both a question and a comment. You know, just to go off of, you know, what your question was, you know, do I feel like that it was justified? Absolutely not. You know, when you listen to the investigation that was recorded, you know, it shows that they know that they was not justified and that they know that things should have went completely different. Prior to them even arriving to Breonna Taylor's home, they had suspected that everyone would be asleep. Best course of action to have things not escalate was to knock and have Breonna Taylor come to the door and then serve the warrant. That is what they stated in their paperwork. That is what they stated before they went. And that is not what happened. So based off of that, they are not justified. My second comment would be that I think the charges are ridiculous and that new legislation needs to be put in place pertaining to people in power, not just police officers. What I mean by that is if you assault a police officer, it's not an assault charge. It's an assault on a police officer, which carry a heavier sentence. I believe that police officers should have similar legislation that when they commit a crime or do something that it shouldn't just be, oh, whatever the case is, it should be this of a police officer. And that crime should be carried a much tougher sentence than non-police officer or people who are not in power. For example, a fourth degree assault on an ordinary citizen carries certain charges and certain sentences. I believe that if a police officer is charged specially on duty, that those charges should be bumped up, just like if we did something to the police, our charges would be bumped up. I think that this is – and I think that they knew – I think they know this. It's, I mean, it's not even that I think. I know that they know this, and that's why you look at Louisville, you see they have the National Guard there. I talked to someone today who was on their way back from Louisville, and all they saw was military equipment and military personnel driving in, knowing the outcome because they know that not only that's not what the people want, but they know that that wasn't right. And the laws are supposed to be for the people. They're supposed to be for the community. So if the community's in an uproar, then that means that the government is not doing what they're supposed to do. They are letting down the people that they're supposed to serve. You know, they are not the owners and we are not slaves. So I feel like that's completely ridiculous. And I think my question would be, what do you think about, you know, police officers, whether and also other officials, government officials, whether it be the DA's office, whether it be the judges or whoever that is in power, all the way up to the president and congressman and in the House, you know, about them receiving stricter penalties whenever they commit crime, especially since they have they're supposed to have extra power and extra authority, and they're abusing that power. And my second question would be is why are no one being charged with abuse of power? My third question would be, why isn't the judge who signed off on the warrant that showed that they didn't have enough evidence, why isn't that person being charged with abuse of power? And I think, you know, like the march says, you know, no justice, no peace. I don't feel like any justice is being given, and I feel like there should be no peace. Like in the great words of, you know, Malcolm X, by any means necessary, and we need to be able to pay the price. And go out there and take that stand and not ask. We need to demand it. We need to take it by any means necessary.
Totally agree. And I do feel like the police officers need to receive stricter penalties, just like a regular criminal, so-called criminal, would, because some of the police officers are more criminal than the criminals. And the reason why no one is being charged is because you can't expect the police to police themselves. They do their own investigations and things like that. So they look out for each other. They have a code of silence to protect each other. They want criminals to snitch on other criminals, but when they're being criminal, they want you to keep their code of silence. Okay, I also, stay on the line. I also have 9989. Do you have a question or comment? 9989?
What about 9939?
Okay, 9939?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, good evening to you.
Good evening.
I'll just get right in here because this is really a terrible, terrible day for black people, you know? Louisville, Kentucky showed the world that care about a black person is nothing. Absolutely nothing. Killing us in our beds. They're killing us in the streets. They're killing us everywhere. We aren't safe anywhere. And then this case is so ragged. You know, why would you knock on the door if you got a no-knock warrant? This is crazy. There's a whole lot of things about this case that's really, really suspicious. And it took, I don't know, 6 months to investigate, and still you didn't find anything? That's unbelievable.
I agree. And what do you think we should do as a race of people to combat this? Because my feeling is, I think when it comes down to it, if they're going to take your life, you need to take theirs.
Well, that's not gonna solve anything, you know.
Your family's out there crying and wanting justice for you. Something has to change, and they're not gonna willingly change unless something is done drastically to them.
Yeah, I'm with change, but it has to be the right kind of change. Well, let me get more black police. Why don't we get more black police and let them start shooting white
boys
in the
back? Because a lot of black
people, like
when they join a police force, they take on
people's attitude. That's a possibility.
The same way they do to black people. They try to assimilate and fit in.
Well, that's a possibility. That goes at any, you know, but we need more black cops on the police force. But basically, you know, this is just the way the system is set up, especially for us. They've been showing you what they care about us. But that's the way it's set up. That was set up before we got here. We didn't have anything to do with that. Even we the people, we are not we the people. We weren't involved in that. We were not to be considered. So,
well,
you know,
what do you think about defunding
just
the way police? What do you feel about defunding the police?
I'm totally with that. You know, they need to be on bicycles and have a club and a whistle. That's what they need. That's what they need. They don't need guns. That's too much power in the hands of a sick person already. Talking about lower the bar. The bar is on the ground. This is ridiculous, though. I feel so sorry for that family. And my daughter was born there. That's what hurts me so bad. I can't believe this. This is awful. But they're still killing us everywhere else. I'm going to let somebody else talk. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your comment. 5073, comment or question?
One reason that they didn't, one reason they decided to go the route that the police did was because, and they didn't let it go to the grand jury, because if they had let it go to the grand jury, all four of the policemen would have been charged. because that law in Louisville states you cannot endanger another person's life when you are going after a criminal. And that's a law in Louisville. That's why they took it out of context and did not charge any of the policemen with her murder. Because if they chose the endangerment of somebody else away from that scene so they wouldn't have to deal with her dead body. And it is a law in Louisville. And that's what they're going to take them back to court on, because they endangered Breonna Taylor when they went after that Walker guy, or whatever his last name was. And furthermore, I agree with some of those who are saying we need to arm up. I do believe that, because, you know, black women are in trouble now. If they get away with killing her, they've been wanting to kill who brings the black men into this world in the first place. They figure that if they can eliminate us, they can eliminate the male. And that's been their whole priority up front. They're going to deal with the black guy, but they want to stop the women from having more black children. And no, I did not like the verdict, because if I could have got down there, I'd be marching with them tonight.
Okay. I was aware when they were boarding up buildings and things like that, I knew how it was going to go.
They knew, too.
Just by the actions they took. So, hold on for a moment. 8121, do you have a question or comment?
Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. I'm just so confused about, well, I'm not confused, but confused at the same time about the actual charge that they did bring about wanton endangerment for someone else in another apartment, someone who was not injured, but not the person who was actually shot. No charges for the person that was actually shot. Was there a warrant for Breonna Taylor's arrest?
No.
Did the warrant have her name on it? Were they coming for her? So if she is hurt in the process of coming in on this warrant, why are there no charges filed with her name on it? That, on the base of that charge, is completely ridiculous. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, I go and kill this. I go kill John. I kill John, but in the meantime, Mary could have gotten hurt as I was trying to kill John, but they're gonna charge me with almost hurting Mary, but not with John. And John is not even the person whose name was on the warrant. On the base of that,
right,
it's a ridiculous charge. But I go back to what we were talking about last week about how important it is for you to vote for your local officials, because the attorney general and all those people are elected officials. And you have some ridiculous person standing up there co-signing on this stuff. That's why you have to get stuff on the local level. And it's just the most ridiculous charge. And it's the type of anger that, yes, it makes you want to erupt in violence. And I think the only way there's going to be a major shift is if there's some little white girl that gets shot in her sleep because her ex-boyfriend doing some dirt, but he's not even there, okay? But she gets shot in her sleep by a black cop, or any of these other ones that you were referring about, you know, getting pulled over for a tag or for speeding or whatever, and there's some white people that get shot by some overzealous cop. If you start having these type of things going on, then people will be like, oh, the police have too much power. It's too much. It's not fair. It's the police. Then it'll be some speaker. But as of now, your life, as it's being demonstrated, isn't worth anything in comparison to the livelihood of the white person that killed him. Because if it's a black person that comes in there and kills another black person, they'll send him up the river quick, throw you under the jail. It's not an issue. sending the black person, but the white person, oh, well, it's these all these other excuses. I want to see the body cam. Have we seen that?
I haven't.
It's just the whole case is horrible, and it's dividing the country even more, and probably the very worst year that it could be going on top of everything else that's happening. And it's just, it's sad, it's frustrating, it's ridiculous. So you start to feel kind of powerless because nothing has been done properly for this girl's life. It's ridiculous.
I totally agree with you, and I feel that the things that we have been doing is not enough. Protesting is not enough. I think black people are going to have to arm themselves and protect their lives, because if these race soldiers think our lives are worth nothing, we're going to have to prove to them that to us we are worth everything. And let the chips fall where they may. And they fall with them. Stay on the line, please. 5240, do you have a comment or question? 5240?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You have a comment or question?
Oh, yeah, I just... The Attorney General, the Black Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, I just think he's just a piece of mess. I mean, I'm saying he could have made things better, but like you said, he on the side of them. You know, he's Attorney General, but he more on their side than our side.
He a bootlicker.
But he could have been. Yeah, he could have brought a lot of more charges, but he wait what they say and what's best for them. Instead of him just going and getting the charges himself, he wait for them to shake his hand and tell him how to proceed and all that. He ain't really taking charge of this particular case.
He's only in charge because there's somebody else in charge behind the scenes that is controlling
him. Yeah. If I'd been on black on black time, he would have been had all type of charges. When you the Attorney General, you the head man. Everything, every crime, no matter who do the crime, it stops at you. But remember, this is police. This is a black lady, and so he not going to enforce it real hard like he should. If he was really dedicated, he was like, "Nah, these are the charges we gonna do." What he could, and he can bring those charges, second degree murder or whatever. A manslaughter, second degree, whatever. He can bring charges, but he won't. He, when I seen him at Trump rally, I know goodness well he married a white woman. I know goodness well that it wasn't gonna go right, and for the Breonna case. So I just said, man, this ain't gonna go right. His brother here is not on our side. He more on their side, because if you're the Attorney General, you run everything from crime. It don't matter who did it. It got to go by you. And if he was a man, a real man, he would say, nah. We're going to get second-degree murder, manslaughter, and he can put the charges up. If nothing they can do, because he's Attorney General. But he went talking to them and all this back and forth and what's best and all this old foolishness. So like I said, this whole thing out of mess, and I believe that we should be armed. And, it's just, the whole thing just sad. And then you use the $12 million for hush money. Whoever got paid that quick, this fast, but like I said, the whole thing is ridiculous. And I don't know if anybody heard, a little while ago that was a white guy who killed a white cop and injured another one because of white privilege. Remember, they said it took 6-7 minutes and the white police tried to tell him to come out of his car. His hands everywhere, his hands under his feet, he turned around all in the car. End up killing the police because he had right privileges. They gave a man 6-7 minutes, ain't did a damn thing to him. I guess you can log it on, I can send it to somebody. But they haven't did nothing to him. White privileges got a cop killed and a cop that's fighting for his life. You haven't heard it on the news because they don't want that narrative out there. White cop give white guy 7 minutes and he end up killing one of them because they're an art war. When have a white cop ever gave a black man 7 minutes and he got his hands under his feet? The man turned around in his car. the man talking to the police, they bring his hands up. Now, we don't get nothing but a few seconds, if that. But like I said, this thing ain't getting no better out here. And, you know, so we just got to be vigilant and just, you know, praying. Yeah, I guess just do the best we could. I'm just really frustrated myself, but, you know, it's just hate crime in here. And then, you know, there's another guy on my job. You know, you bought the black people bought the 98 acres of a land in Georgia. He mad about that. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I told him, man, shut your coward ass up and all that other. But I'm just frustrated. So no matter what we do, people gonna hate. Whether it's good, whether it's prosperous. Anytime we have something, they don't want us to have nothing. I mean, you know, 98 acres.
They don't even want you to breathe. They don't even want you to breathe.
Yeah. You know, they just feel mad and frustrated, man. So I mean, it's just gonna be that way. You know, to the end of the world. That's just my take on it.
It'll be that way until we do something for real about it. Hold on. 6598, do you have a question or comment?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, I have a comment. My comment
okay.
is that I believe with the lady who was on just a few minutes ago and regarding us having to vote in our local election, because this type of thing is going on too much, and then we have to pay attention to not just only who's in the White House, but who's right here in our faces. We have to understand that our local officials are responsible for these people who are here that are arresting us. We have to look at the judges that are being put up here in office. We have to understand what their background is, where they've come from. We have to take everything into consideration. I know black people don't want to vote. Some of them don't want to because they don't like who's up there. But still yet, you need to have some kind of say-so in these elections. I know that this verdict that came out today, it was another smack in the face, like they say, but every step is a step towards something better. But still yet, don't mean that we have to stand for it. Even though they gave a verdict that they gave today, there's still more indictments that are supposed to be coming because it's still under investigation. That investigation is not over with. So I'm just saying everybody needs to stay on it and keep up with the case because they can still be charged. It is not over yet. And I'm like, for all black people in the United States around this world, because I know everybody is looking at these cases that are going on right now about black people being murdered in the United States. It's not just happening here. It's happening all over the world. That's why everybody's paying attention. And we need to, as a people, come together and understand what issues we want taken care of. Because, yeah, everybody's saying Black Lives Matter. Yeah, and they do. Because we're the ones that's going through it right now. I'm not saying that we're the only ones, but we are the main ones that are going through it. So in order for us to do something about it, we're going to have to stand up regardless of anything coming against us. Our dollars are everything to the United States because we spend the most money. Until we come together, it's going to keep going the same way because you can march all day long if you want to. Until you get into the legislature, change some of this action that's going on up here, these little rider laws that they have going on, sticking on to things that are for our rights, everybody has come together off of our rights, and we ain't getting nothing done. Those rights are there on the book saying we have these rights, but we're being stepped on. When we going to do something about it, people?
Well, evidently, those rights weren't for you if they're not working for you. And secondly, we need to do more than just go vote.
That's what I said. I said we need to, wherever our dollars are going, that's what we need to look at. Black people don't understand that we can shut the United States down right now if we wanted to, if we didn't spend our money on nothing.
Okay, I agree. 1139, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, so I had a comment. I just wanted to make sure, you know, to all the listeners and everybody that's talking, you know, to also keep your eyes open at, you know,
right.
not just the police, you know. And the reason why I say not just the police specifically is because there was so much injustice that was done there that we need to have a judge that signed off on the warrant in the first place. That person needed to be indicted for abuse of power. The attorney general who allowed for that to happen need to be prosecuted for abuse of power. The supervising officer that was in charge at the time doing that doing all this that was going on, they didn't have enough evidence nor information to even be able to get a type of a no-knock warrant. A no-knock warrant is specifically designed for the case of if evidence would be destroyed or if people would be immediately endangered once the police officer notifies themselves as police officers on the scene. None of that wasn't the case there. They knew that the person wasn't there. They knew that Breonna Taylor lived there. And to their understanding, they thought she lived there alone. So what's the purpose of a no-knock warrant? You know, like they have to be able to justify how they was able to sign off legally on all these different things. And the only way they was able to sign off legally on all these different things is because they have an abuse of power. I can understand that a police officer, someone was shooting at a police officer, sir, a police officer returned fire. I get that. But the whole concept is you shouldn't even been there in the first place. Even if you got a warrant, they should
kick your door in. You don't know who it is in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
You say, I fired too.
Exactly.
I don't know who
somebody
could be. So that far as I'm concerned, you should have took out all them police because they would have.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
No, more 100%. And two, they shouldn't even be in a situation for that to even be possible.
Like they've been doing and take off running. Hopefully they'll never be caught. Because they deserve it. And I do believe in an eye for an eye.
All day.
Hold on a second. 8051, do you have a question or comment?
Mom.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Hello? Barely. Speak up. Hello?
Another reason about that case is there were like over 12 other witnesses, but they talked to them and only got one of the 12 to change that statement and say that the police announced when they knocked on the door. I believe they probably found one that they had something on to stay out of jail. He turned. But we need to, as the 6598 said, we need to stop the money. That'll hurt them more than any other thing other than getting justice. It'll hit their pockets. We spent $1 trillion, the black people, last year. And we need to hit them where it hurts. Pardon?
I said exactly.
We need to do that. And, you know, we can march and we can do all the other things along with not spending money. We need to learn how to live with what we have. We got to buy.
We need to learn how to patronize black businesses and start more black businesses.
Exactly.
Just like Black Wall Street.
Not only
except
like black
people. We'll have a different outcome this time because when white mob come in to kill and shoot up, we'll be ready because we will be shooting back.
I know. Carroll, Illinois is a good example of what you can do to a white town. that abuses the black residents. They refuse to spend any money and shut that town down for 20 years, and they still haven't really got on their feet yet. So money is good money, and we need to put it back in our pockets or put it into black business.
Amen.
And everybody needs to arm up. I think you need to buy a gun. Everybody, black household should have a gun. Or whatever. To protect yourself, because they're not going to protect you.
Okay.
They're not about to make me join up with some other group that's ready to shoot them up now. Thank you for my time.
Oh, you are welcome. Does anyone else have a question or comment? Dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. Now, are you all willing to stop spending money with these white businesses that support systemic racism? Or are you going to just complain, keep giving them your money? And
I always vote with my dollar.
Okay. So we need to put it into practice. The best ways for us to hurt them where they hurt, just like the other caller says, in their pockets. So, does anyone have any ideas or solutions where we can start? Okay. 8121, do you have any suggestions or comments on that?
I think having your own businesses is paramount, because if you have your own business and you have good products and services, then you'll take businesses away from other people, especially if you have a better understanding of what minorities need and want in their own communities. There's so many things where in certain businesses, things that don't cater to people of color. Things that they don't even have. You know, you go to the store and you have some little itty bitty corner for black hair products. You know, you
right.
can, like I said, you have to make your businesses compete. But that is it can be a process for a lot of people, and a lot of people feel very discouraged about doing that. So that's not something that's going to happen overnight. But I think to push the narrative that you need to have multiple sources of income and your own business. And it doesn't have to be a brick and mortar business. It can be anything that speaks to your own talents and skill. Because a lot of people, everybody's good at something. And if
right.
people will pay you to make a sandwich or pay you to drop their food off, there's something that you could be doing. And people sometimes they don't know how to think outside of the box. But I think that's a huge component of it. You spend your money in the right places on the right people. And then the voting, we have to encourage each other and make sure that everybody is voting, whether it's local, you know, state, whatever election. It's vitally important. And I think also there has to be legislature that changes for people that are convicted felons that have had their rights to vote taken away. That's the type of legislation, because there are hundreds of thousands of people in every state that want to vote that don't have a right to vote because of their past. That's a big chunk of people that are missing. We have to talk to young people, get young people understanding about how this is going to impact their present and their future. So there's not a single, it's not one action or one resolution to take. It's a little bit of everything and wherever you can fit in. So one thing may not be your forte, but you may be good at something else. And however people can chip in. As long as people have to first recognize that there is an issue, and once you do that, whatever you can do to put it out there. If you're a celebrity and you have a voice, be vocal on social media. Speak up, because there's still some celebrities that say absolutely nothing. But that gets it in the media. So it's going to be
right.
on a constant, you know, topic to have that. Well, you know, this person showed up in their dress with, you know, Breonna Taylor all across their back. You know, it keeps people talking about it. So use your voice and however you can use your voice. It's not one thing. It's multiple things. But everybody's not going to do everything. But you have to find your own niche for making those changes.
I totally agree. And 1139, what do you think about this?
Well, I really wanted to ask a question there. One of the things that, you know, during this election cycle, Bernie Sanders suggests, and a lot of people try to shoot him down for, but, you know, I really support, was that the idea of being able to vote should be a right that shouldn't be able to be taken away. You know, because at the end of the day, why shouldn't a person be able to vote regardless if they are in jail or not? If we're supposed to be, if our community and our government is supposed to be a representation for the people and supposed to be for the people, why should the right to vote ever even be able to be taken away? You know, and I think that's something that even though that's not the norm of what we was born into right now today, I think that's something that we don't want to fall into the trap of, like, well, because they're criminal, they shouldn't be able to vote. No, everyone should vote. If you think about, you know, all the way from the 50s going forward, since the Voting Act's been passed in general, there's always been some type of mechanism trying to be put in place to stop people from voting. You know, it's one thing to say, okay, a person can't have a gun, right? But in my opinion, I believe once you get out of jail, all your rights should be restored. If you went to jail and you are now out of jail, why should you still not have your rights? If you're still a person that can't handle or should be able to have those rights, then maybe you should not be out of jail. And so I think we gotta, you know, call them out on that, because why should people not be able to vote? That's the big underlying question, because if you look at the large percentage of the people who can't vote because of, it's not everyone, but the large percent of people who can't vote because of something they've done in their past is black. And most of those people would tend to vote not the way Republicans will want them to vote. You know, I think we got to make a big push on that, and I think Bernie was 100% on the dot with that, that, you know, we shouldn't be able to take people's voting rights away. I think the vote is how we communicate to our government, you know, what we think should be changed, how the people feel things should be going. And I think by anything that ostracizes a vote, diminish the power of the people. And it keeps the rich in power. It keeps the minority right now in power with this I can't even remember the name of that thing. The college, the Electoral College. You know, we have a president right now who's in office who didn't even have a popular vote. That means more people voted against this person that actually voted, and this person still was able to get in office. So we have to attack the issues at the substance, at the very core, to be able to create this real change. And I think that we can't just talk about it. It got to be action. So that includes voting. But like one of the callers said, yes, we do need more black police officers. Yes, we do need more black prosecutors. Yes, we do need more black judges. I was talking with a gentleman not long ago when we were talking about the Supreme Court and the nominees. It was a white gentleman. Like I explained to him, in my opinion, there should never be more than 3 white Supreme Court justices. I think right now, if you look at the Supreme Court justice, everyone on there is white besides one. I think actually there's 2. There's one black, and I believe one has Asian descent as well. But besides that, all of them are white. So by them having all of the power, they can say, hey, well, we did this and we did it legally. You didn't do it legally because you don't have the power to do it legally. So I think we definitely got to be able to call it, you know, call a spade a spade. And in order for us to make that change, one, yes, we got to vote. Two, we got to become police officers. We got to become prosecutors. We got to run our own businesses. We got to take over the government, and that means infiltrating and changing the government to look like the people it's supposed to be representing.
I agree. How do you propose when there are a lot of black police officers who are out there with these white race soldiers,
mm-hmm.
and watch them do illegal acts and do horrible things to black people, and they stand there and do nothing, and they say nothing?
I think they should be held accountable.
Police officers are one thing, but you have to have the right ones in there.
Yes, and
because
that's regardless of what color they are. Whether they're black, white, you got to have the right police officers, 100%. I think Dave Chappelle, he had a special come out where he said, I feel like, he really, tackled the issue very well. And he was telling the story of this guy, this black man who was a Marine. He was a combat Marine. He went overseas. He fought for the United States, and he came back. And when he came back, he was a police officer. And while he was on duty, one of the things that he saw was his female partner, she was doing things that was unnecessary. He was like, the guy's already handcuffed, and she kicks him. He files for a complaint. He files a report. But guess what? He gets fired. He took every action possible to try to go back and get justice. He filed a complaint. He went to his supervisor, and at the end of the day, nothing happened. And so this Marine, what he decided to do was to take matters into his own hand. He decided to launch asymmetrical warfare. He started killing police officers. And when a police officer came after him, they had over 56 police officers surround this guy off into the woods in a cabin and filled him up with holes. As Dave Chappelle said, they make that nigga look like Swiss cheese. All right? That's out of his mouth. And the thing is that we do have police officers who want to stand up. We do have police officers who say, hey, enough is enough. This is completely wrong. And what we got to do is when we see these things, we got to stand behind those police officers who do have our back, who do go up and say, yo, this is not okay. This is not what we're supposed to be doing. And we can't allow for these police officers to be penalized for filing a complaint on their fellow officers. We can't allow that. And as long as that goes on, it doesn't matter how many black police officers you have, because if you go against the code, they're going to fire you. You're going to lose your pension. You're going to lose all this. I don't understand how these police officers can keep their pension, but the ones who file reports on these people, they don't get their retirement. They don't get their pension. They don't get any of those, and they walk away with zilch, nada. And I think we got to stay aware. We got to fight back. And as far as taking up arms and things of that nature, I feel like if you see an incident going on, don't just pull out your phone. I know if it was me, help me. If I'm down there, I'm recording. Forget recording. Help me. Once the people start fighting back, legitimately fighting back, that's when you're going to see real change. When you saw the Black Panthers of self-defense took action and said, no, we're not going to let you do that, you saw police officers conducting themselves different during that short period of time. And what did they do? They tried to criminalize the action. These were people who stayed within the boundaries of the law and brought their guns and said, we're not going to allow you to do that. We will make a citizen's arrest on you, the police officer. Or we would, if it results to violence, then so be it. At the end of the day, no one wants to lose their life. No one. And when they realize, yo, this is my life at stake, they're going to make different choices. They're going to make different decisions. They're going to find ways to de-escalate, But as long as they feel like, hey, at the end of the day, I can do whatever I want to you, ain't nothing you going to do about it, and there's nothing's going to happen to me, they're going to continue to do what they do. And one of the things I feel like we all need to do, and this is something that we all can do, for every interaction that we have with a cop that has that Blue Lives Matter on them, that has that little American flag with the blue line on there, when they show, I'm not talking to you. I don't want, no, I need someone who don't have that, because that is hate speech. That is speech right there that shows me that you can't deal with my situation because of the color of my skin, you know. And we need to demand that police officers cannot display any type of political affiliation while on duty. We need to demand that police officers are no longer police officers once they're no longer on duty. We need to demand that we take power back. What's going on is there's way too much power concentrated at that level. And the reason why, you know, the police officers get the biggest grunt of it is because they are the ones dealing with the day-to-day. But not only do we got to focus on the police officers, we got to look at their boss. We got to look at the chiefs. We got to look at the mayor. We got to look at the prosecutor. We got to look at the judges. We got to go through the whole entire thing. In regards to Breonna Taylor specifically, everyone that had anything to do with that paperwork should have abuse of power because they didn't have the authority to even sign off on it. They just signed off on it to make it legal. They didn't have the evidence. They didn't have the facts. They didn't have any of those things for a no-knock warrant. A no-knock warrant is so dangerous because, like anyone, if someone breaks into my house and breaks my door down, I don't know who you are. I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later, just like you're going to do. If you ask a police officer, someone break into your house, what are you going to they're going to say? They're going to shoot. What do you think we're supposed to do? And this thing that says I'm in fear of my life, how am I going to even lie? If a police officer says they're in fear of their life, that's the time to take action because they're letting you know they're about to kill you. They're letting you know they're trying to get things in order so they can later justify why they did what they did to you. And we can't just stand back with our camera phones out. Yes, things do need to be recorded so the world can see it, but at the same time, we have to have action. You know, if you see your brother on the street getting beat down, help him. When people start jumping in and fighting back, you will see the police fall back. That's what will happen. You will see the police fall back. When you saw the march that happened in Virginia, with the Jews would not replace us, that a man was literally less than 100 feet away from a line of police, and shot at another person, and nobody reacted. Where we need to demand that when these white nationalists, when these terrorists, when these thugs, when these gang members come into our streets and they color don't look like us, we want the same treatment. Come out there with tanks. Send the National Guards on them. Pepper spray, rubber bullets, you know, all that nonsense, throw it right back on them. And then when we look at the top, you got to remember, the person who's at the top said there was very fine people on both sides of that. One was saying that we're going to kill people, and the other one said, hey, we're against that. I don't think there was very fine people on both sides of that. And I think that we need to take action. I think we need to take action in several different ways. Voting, I think we need to take action physically. I think we need to take action economically, and we need to take action educationally. We need to know our rights. We need to know our laws, and not only just acting within the boundaries, but, you know, sometimes we've got to act outside of the boundaries. A lot of people get confused with the word legal meaning right. You got to remember, at one point, slavery was legal. You got to remember, at one point, it was illegal to drink alcohol, and then they made it legal again. Legal doesn't necessarily mean right, and that's why laws can be changed. It needs to be changed. And we gotta be able to take a stand. Malcolm X said, there was a famous guy back in the Revolutionary War, when the United States that was forming at the time was fighting the British. He said, give me liberty or give me death. You know, until we're able to say, hey, we're willing to die for it, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. Once we say, hey, you know what, we are willing to die for this and we're ready to go, that's when we're going to see real change. At that point, we're going to see real change at their core. Sure, there might be a battle, there might be a war, but at the end of the day, when your son don't come home, when your husband don't come home, when your daughter doesn't come home, when your wife doesn't come home, that's when things hit home. As long as we're talking about abstract things that don't necessarily affect us, then they can always laugh it off or place blame somewhere else or why shouldn't this or why shouldn't that. It's not until we start attacking at the core that things truly start to change.
I totally agree. Now, would you be willing to help put something together where we can teach other black people so they'll be informed about their rights? But since a lot of black people don't know their rights.
Of course. I mean, I do this nonstop. Anyone that knows me knows that, hey, I love to talk about, you know, not just politics, you know, not just economics and how to make money and upbuild our youth and also take care of our community. But everything I'm about is, you know, teaching and educating the people to come behind me, because I'm a person who wants kids and I want sons, and I don't want my sons every year to have to walk down the same fears and prosecution that I had to face growing up. I will absolutely be I'm all gun ho on that. I stand 10 toes down every single time.
Okay, because we have to start somewhere and find more solutions and get more people involved. Because there's too many people losing family members because of these race soldiers. And we definitely have to do something about these racist policies and legislations and laws that are used against us.
100%. And one more thing to say on to that, you know, it's just like not only that we got to, you know, just do something and we got to educate, you know, but we got to be able – we can't let people stay lukewarm, you know. I mean, I feel like, you know, when you think about water, nobody really likes lukewarm water. You know, typically it's hot or you want it cold. You know, you can't allow people to ride the fence. Well, like, oh, well – I'm still going to be friends. No. If racism isn't a deal breaker, then, you know, I don't want to associate with you. If racism isn't a deal breaker, I don't want you in my environment. If racism isn't a deal breaker, then, you know, we're enemies. I mean, that's the end of the conversation. Until racism is a deal breaker, you know, we can't sit here and lollygag and ride the fence, you know, and until it started hitting home, because, like, you know, with a lot of – I have a lot of white friends. I have, you know, a lot of white people that I truly do care, you know, deep emotionally about, you know, and they come to me, you know, as the black person that they know and ask these questions. And I mean, you have to be able to stand toe-to-toe and be able to tell them, hey, you know, at the end of the day, racism is a deal-breaker. That's not political. That's not a Democrat-Republican issue. Racism is a deal-breaker, you know. And that when they try to say that's politics, you got to let them. That's not politics at all. That's just period. That's facts. That has to be a deal breaker.
I totally agree. So, does anyone else have any comments or questions?
I think go ahead.
Okay, I was going to tell you to go ahead if you had something else.
Well, I was going to say, I think tonight's discussion, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people hopped on. I think a lot of people, you know, communicating effectively their emotions, their feelings, and they're looking for guidance. And I think that we got to keep the momentum going. I think we got to keep the pressure going. I think that we got to stay vocal. I think we got to stay active, and I think we got to make sure we're putting our resources together. Hey, if you know someone that can help someone get to be able to help a person to make a change, I think we got to reach out. I think that isolation is what's going to kill it. And I think that right now and in general, the most important things we cannot do is isolate ourselves, and we have to continue to gain numbers. And within the numbers, that's where the power is. At the end of the day, people are the power. People are the power, regardless over money and everything else. Without people, nothing else happens, you know. So I think we got to continue to build a coalition that continues to gain numbers and that we continue to push this forward. And it can't die down, you know, after the election, regardless of what happened. I think we got to keep it going.
Well, thank you for your comment, and thank you for listening to my show.
Thank you for having me.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised.